What started as a typical night out with friends at a restaurant in Cottonwood Heights turned out to be a night one group of friends won't forget.
We had someone, you know, people in their 60s down to people, the youngest was 6 years old.
That's Mickey Roos, one of the people out celebrating last night. She says the group was out partying for three of their birthdays this month. One of their friends had their last treatment for breast cancer today, too.
We were sitting at the table and one of the birthday girls looked behind me and she looked at this guy and she's like, he wants to be invited to join us. He was a young gentleman sitting by himself at a table, but I didn't really pay much attention to him. And then we carried on. We were laughing. We were sharing. We were telling stories. And as we were wrapping up, our waitress came up to us and
she actually had tears in her eyes. And she says, you know, I just got to tell you ladies that there's a gentleman that was sitting over in this table over here by himself, and he has picked up your tab.
Kathy Evans says she was floored to find out that the bill had been paid in full.
This is not an inexpensive restaurant, and it was a large party.
The waitress told them that the man had asked her about why the group was out to dinner and was moved by talk of their celebrations. But he left before the waitress told the group, and he wanted to remain anonymous.
He didn't want to be known. It was just a random act of kindness. And it, you know, the tab had to have been quite expensive. It was a feel-good moment, and we were brought to tears. It was just a wow moment in our lives.
So all of us with our jaws on the ground kind of took a minute to pull ourselves together. Some of us were tearing up a bit because it's very emotional. It was very kind. It was very sweet. And it just made us take pause and know that, at least for me, with all the stuff that's going on in the world right now, in our country right now, in our city right now, there is still kindness and thoughtfulness and good hearts and good people, period. Stop.
Now they want to say thank you.
We don't know who this gentleman was, and we can't directly say thank you, but, you know, maybe he'll hear that it touched us so deeply.
Both Evans and Roos say the whole experience will stay with them and the entire group, and it speaks even more to the story of the group's friendship. They also hope the experience rubs off on other people and the positivity gets paid forward. Kira Hoffelmeyer, KSL News Radio.